Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRock Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRock Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
Let's put our face diapers back on and smash some more companies. Let's tell everybody we give two craps about the environment and everybody needs to save everything, but we're going to get on a private jet with your money, not my money, with your money. We're going to get on a private jet. We're going to load up some cases of beer and we're going to have fun on the way. Right. Disgusting.
Welcome back, everybody. We've got the Financial Guys podcast here. Thanks for tuning in. We do appreciate it. If you're listening to this on your favorite app, whether it be iHeartRadio or whatever, we certainly appreciate that. Don't forget, we do a video version of this as well, released on YouTube the day after this is released, typically on Spotify and all the other places you find your podcast. We are the Financial Guys, of course. For those of you tuning in for the first time, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, and we've been doing this now, the podcast part, for 2.5 years. We've been doing radio, though, for 22 years, and so we've... You know, we got a lot of time behind the microphone, and we're quite used to it. This is
sort of a show.
Sort of professionals, really. Yeah, more or less.
Yeah. I mean, we don't really have a certification or a tag or anything.
No, we don't get paid either, it seems.
It's more like self-proclaimed. But
yeah, exactly. That's
works.
Okay.
Is that thing on?
Is this working? What was I going to say? We are the show where money meets politics, so we are going to talk a little bit about those things today. A lot of politics today, maybe a little bit of money. But
market volatile. It had a few hundred-point down day on the Dow, then a bounce back, so... But it's funny. You have a few hundred point down day, and the buyers come right back in. So it's still a lot of momentum there.
There's no place else to go.
From a technical standpoint. Yeah.
There's just no other place. When the bond market, so you got three different asset classes. You got stocks, bonds, and you got real estate.
And
real estate's
again.
On fire. Stocks are on fire. Stocks again. Bonds are dead, right? There's no place to go in the bond world. So it's pushing money into the stock market. It's pushing money into the real estate market because there's no other place for yield.
Yeah.
You know, we talked a bit of the other day, a couple of weeks ago probably, about BlackRock buying up private homes, right, and renting them out. Vanguard doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And part of the reason for that is because there's just nothing else to buy, right? If you're looking for fixed income.
They've got their investors just like you are.
Right, exactly.
Like we are. Yeah, they need to do something with their money.
So, but what would you rather have? Would you rather own a single-family home that you can rent out and probably get a return of capital of maybe 6, 7, 8%, right, cap rate? Yeah. Or would you rather own a 10-year treasury at 1.4?
Right. 1.4, that's
generous.
High, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, again, you know, folks are looking for yield. They're looking for returns. They're not getting it in the bond market, and that forces folks to the stock market. That also creates more volatility, though, too, because when the markets get spooked, there's a lot of people that maybe shouldn't be in the market, but that are, and then they get spooked along with it. So it's going to be, I think, a choppy fall for sure. You're going to have this back and forth between, do we have inflation? Not inflation. Mm-hmm. Do we have inflation? Not inflation. And I think you're going to see a lot of that, those nervous. I think what you're going to see on what's going to cause the big down days is when the Fed comes out and says, we may have to raise interest rates sooner than expected, because right now the expectation is no interest rates increases until maybe late next year at best.
You've got the Fed, and then you've got the COVID liberal nut jobs who just can't seem to let it die.
Well, now they're talking lockdowns again.
I know.
Even Mitch McConnell said, if you don't get vaccinated, we're going to be back in lockdown. Why would you even say that, Mitch?
First of all, every single one of them are brain dead. Let you in a little secret, folks. There are people that actually had COVID that have better antibodies than the people that didn't get COVID but got the shot, right? But they all have amnesia about these folks, right? By the way, they say, the 30 or 40 million people got COVID. 30 or 40 million people tested positive for COVID. 80 million people, 100 million people had COVID,
right?
I was one of those people. My kids tested positive. I knew I had it because I lost my smell. I refused to go get tested. I did do the 10-day, stayed in my house, all kinds of stuff like that. But I didn't get tested. I'm not part of your statistics.
Right.
It's over. It's over. Stop.
But now we have the Delta variant.
Yeah, now.
It's the Delta
variant. It's dangerous.
What they're doing is they're saying, look at all the new case counts that are coming in. And they're showing the charts of the case counts. But when you match the case counts with the hospitalization of the deaths, the chart is still at the very bottom.
My favorite is the percentage increase.
Right.
So let me get would it be worse to go from 1 to 2 cases or from 1,000 to 1,001 cases?
Yeah.
Oh,
percentage-wise, it'd be 1 to 2.
From CNN's standpoint, yeah. 1 to 2.
Yeah, because that's 100% increase.
Right. And that's what these dirtbags do time and time. And yeah,
they twist the numbers.
Oh, my, holy cow. This is the percentages are up. We're up 10%. No, you're up 2 cases out of 1 million people. Tell them the truth.
But the fact that Mitch McConnell, though, is as the majority leader.
What do they have on Mitch now?
Well, they've always had stuff on Cocaine Mitch, but you know what's amazing is he's out there saying now you got to get vaccinated. We're going to have to lock down again. Why?
Why?
Because the lockdowns worked?
No.
Where have they worked exactly?
Never.
Did they work in Peru?
Nope.
Did they work in? Are they working in Toronto right now? Are they working in Canada?
How about New York State? Nope.
Right. It
California's
didn't work.
Back at it again. Los Angeles. Well, you
Los Angeles. Yeah.
You inner city. You deserve it. I hate to say
masks
that, but
for everyone.
Yeah.
It's
if
all
you
about
want to
control.
Do it in the inner city of L.A., maybe you deserve it. You guys have been voting
masks
left-wing
are the
liberals.
Least of your problem right. in the inner city of L.A.
That's heroin needles all over the place.
I mean, seriously,
disgusting, filthy. 25% of the people.
How about the shootings? Forget about the needles. At least I can step around the needles. The bullets are hard to step around
that's
sometimes.
Right. That's right. You can't even walk through the community without getting shot, but they're worried about getting a flu that has a literally, statistically, almost a 0% chance now of dying. Zero.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, what really bugs the crap out of me is that we have had the treatments. They are refusing to give the treatments to people.
Yep.
We know things like ivermectin work.
Oh, yeah. Hydroxychloroquine.
We know things like hydroxychloroquine. Now they come out with the studies. They work, right? But yet there are still people going to the hospital. There are those that are very, very sick. Maybe they are obese or they have other comorbidities. Yeah, whatever other issues they're having. So going to the hospital, they're very sick. I'm not saying that people aren't getting very sick, but they're not treating them. We've had 15 months of data now to figure out treatments. They gave President Trump treatments. Why are we not treating hospitalized patients?
Well, because Trump said it was good.
But that's sickening, though.
Sickening.
I mean, no, seriousness.
Totally sickening.
You got people going to the hospital that are suffering, and you're not giving them anything.
And we, by the way, shocker, we played this months and months and months ago. Frontline COVID doctors on the steps of the White House begging. And again, I called this months ago, too. President Trump did the shittiest job. The shittiest job
communication
when it came to COVID. Allowing Dr. Fauci every day to stand up there without getting somebody, a frontline COVID doctor who was outside, by the way, begging and pleading them.
Right.
Hey, look it, we've got it. We can fix this. This is not a problem. We shouldn't be wearing masks. 300 frontline COVID doctors out there. Not one of them was able to come inside every single day and sit next to Fauci and say, yeah, no, that's not what we're seeing, doctor. No, that's, I don't want to call him doctor.
Professor. When Trump put down what's his name as one of his internal staff advisors, who was Rance Priebus?
Okay, yeah,
right out of the gate when he listed Rance Priebus as he's going to be one of my presidential advisors, I'm like, oh Jesus,
here we go.
Why in the world would you surround yourself with bureaucrats? And that's unfortunately what Trump did. We've known a lot of people like Trump over the years, like Gordon. Gordon was a lot like Trump, right? Mm-hmm. He always wanted to focus on the positive because people say to me, you know, Trump, why didn't he do this? Why didn't he get rid of the FBI? Why didn't he chop off the top of it? Why didn't he do this? Because Trump, you have to understand the personality of Trump. President Trump, like a lot of business leaders that we've known over the years, like Gordon.
He's a winner. He wants to win.
He never wanted to focus on the negative, right?
Yeah.
If there was a problem at our prior firm, you know, Gordon would say, you deal with the problem. I want to talk about growth.
Yeah.
I want to talk about what we can accomplish. I want to talk about what's next, what divisions we can build. And think about what Trump went into. Trump went in now. He could have focused his time on, you know, cleaning out the swamp and fixing the FBI and going after Hillary. Probably things that maybe he should have done. But what did he focus on? I want to accomplish things, right?
Cut,
he focused
cut corporate
on
taxes.
Taxes.
Yep.
Trade deal, right? Got a new NAFTA deal in place, right?
Yep,
the USMCA, a peace in the Middle East.
That's right.
Right?
Getting us out of some of these global warming crap garbage things.
Not only did he sign the Abraham Accords, which was a huge peace deal, the biggest peace deal in the Middle East in decades, but he also finished the war in Iraq and Syria, right?
We
he crushed
all about
ISIS.
That,
yeah. Right, in 11 months
didn't,
he crushes ISIS.
Didn't hear a word about ISIS the whole time
no,
he was in.
Because he
was
crushed
all
them.
About how bad he was. Now, by the way, the Middle East is back on fire. So
think about that. So Trump wanted to go in. He wanted to accomplish things. He got ISIS defeated. He stopped the caliphate. Right. He
brought a ton of manufacturing jobs back here with the cut in the corporate taxes rate.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about thousands and thousands of corporate headquarters relocating back.
That's
here.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So he accomplished
unemployment,
amazing amount.
By the way, lowest ever in the black community at that point. Lowest
ever. And Hispanic community.
Yep.
What I would love to see is Trump run again. I'd love to see him win, yeah, although he did win the last time. I absolutely, especially now you see the Arizona. Arizona numbers, by the way, have now come out. They have thrown out more than enough ballots to overturn the election.
Yeah.
But, there, right. but there's nothing you no, can do no. at this point. There's no mechanism for that. You can't do a revote.
Well, how about this? How about you dirtbags in the mainstream media share that story so people start to get pissed off enough so next time around they will actually believe Donald Trump, but right. they well, can't do
no,
that.
No, they're going to do on a, they're going to go on a major campaign. All the media outlets is it's voter suppression, voter suppression, voter suppression.
Voter suppression.
The word of the day is voter
think
suppression.
Think about that. I mean, we've gone through, we've done shows on shows.
So ridiculous.
You mean it's, you're this slow that you really think and by the way, if I'm a black person, I am so offended by this, mm-hmm. that black people can't get ID, right. they don't know where to vote, they don't know how to use the internet. I mean, if I'm a black person, I am just, there's, I'm never voting Democrat.
Well,
not that I'm saying I'm voting Republican, but you mean to tell me that you think I'm so stupid I can't go get my own ID and use the internet? Right. Shame on you.
Well, how about Kamala Harris? If you're in the country, you can't just, you know, go to the Kinko's.
Right.
Like Kinko's. How out of touch is she? You're going to stop by Radio Shack along the way? I mean, come on. These things haven't been here in forever. It's just...
No, you know what you can do? Kamala, the black people have printers in their own house. They have computers, believe it or not. They know how to turn them on and use them.
Right. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's
like how insulting.
It's like us, all of us in the country are living in a one-room log cabin with no electricity and no printers.
Well, just apparently just to them, just black people.
No, no, the country too.
Oh,
if you're out in the country, you don't have
no,
access
not,
to,
not if you're a white male.
You don't
you
have access
all that.
To
if you're a white male, you have all that.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's so ridiculous. Yeah. But I hope that Trump wins again. I hope he runs again. I hope he wins again. And I hope what he does this time is say, you know what? This time, I am going to drain the swamp. I hope he prosecutes Hillary Clinton. I hope he goes after John Podesta.
Why are we
I
not?
Hope he goes after all these
How
folks.
About, you know,
because look what they're doing to him.
Abbott in Texas, right? He said all those Democrats get off on a plane. They take off without their face diapers in the case of Miller Lite on Ann, right? And he says, look, it when they come back, I'm going to arrest them. You know what the problem is? Arrest them. You don't do it.
You don't do it.
You say you're going to.
But they don't.
Right? But you don't. Guess what the Democrats do? They're dirty as hell.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, if the Republicans were on a plane, they would have the top of the FBI, by the way, waiting for them at the other end, and they'd figure out a way to arrest them. Every single one of those, if they were Republicans on the plane, would be background checked. We'd be knowing that, you know, they stole a candy bar from 7-Eleven when they were 12. I mean,
well, how corrupt the FBI? It turns out that BuzzFeed reported this this past week. Now, it's not just two informants. Okay, it's 12. Okay, so let me paint the picture for you. 12 informants, 6 people who were not informants, 18 people in total. Are that an informant, or is that somebody planning the kidnapping of Governor Whitmer?
Right.
Because it wasn't as if these 6 people went out and just happened to find these 12 informants. This was the FBI. And by the way,
you know, the whole story just sort of went bye-bye after Trump lost. Just gone.
No more, by the way.
Just gone.
No more of this rank and file of the FBI are okay. It's the leadership of that. No. The rank and file of the FBI, from the leadership right down to the rank and file, is rank and rotten.
Right.
Because guess what? The field officers, or whatever you want to call them, the rank and file, are the 12 people who coordinated the kidnapping and found 6 other idiots to go along with it, right?
Again, that's not an informant. By the way, this would be a great story for you to research and tell everybody
ridiculous.
About.
Yeah. 12 informants to 6 perpetrators.
Unreal.
That's a 2-to-1 ratio.
Unreal.
That's basically a group of 12 people saying, hey, Billy, join us. We've already got this plan. Okay. hey, Bill, or hey, Johnny, join us.
Can we manipulate to make do this?
Exactly. Yeah. And they got the 6, and then they paid him as a scapegoat. Like, look at these conservatives going after Whitmer. They were going to kidnap her because Trump is bad and they don't like lockdowns. Meanwhile, the FBI's got a dozen of their rank and file officers coordinating it. How about we did a whole show on Lonsberry a couple weeks ago, filling in for Bob Lonsberry in Rochester on WHAM 1180, and we did a whole show on the FBI. How about the FBI that sends the text message to the informant, the rank and file informant that sends a text message in Garland, Texas, to the alleged terrorist, says go tear up Texas, and then here's your target. They happen to have a draw Muslim. You should probably attack that, but that doesn't tell anybody.
I can't believe he did that.
If you're going to encourage somebody, it's bad enough to encourage somebody by telling them point blank, go tear up Texas.
I think you're inciting a riot.
The worst part about it is, once you incited him to go, he didn't warn anybody.
No.
It's not like he warned the local police station, by the way, I've incited this guy to go shoot up this thing.
Smells pretty bad, doesn't it? It smells like an outhouse, looks like an outhouse.
Jeez.
I think it's an outhouse.
Yeah, well, there's an outhouse, all right. And I hope that if Trump wins again, I hope to God that Trump gets in office and says, you know what, FBI, because I think you can do it by executive order,
yeah.
Eliminated.
Right.
From the secretaries to the rank and file, everyone is fired. You're welcome to reapply.
Right.
And when you reapply, how about this? How about we search your social media first? And anything that's anti-American, anything about this country, you know, if you're espousing communist and Marxist ideas, how about this? You don't get hired back. Huh? How about this? How about if you delete your Facebook page, you don't get hired back either?
Yeah.
Because we know you're hiding something.
And rebuild
it with patriots that love this country, because we don't have folks that do that anymore. It's really sick. I hope that's what Trump's next prerogative is limit the FBI, eliminate the Education Department, eliminate the Energy Department, eliminate the size of government, because it's so big now that nobody has any idea what's going on. There's no accountability.
How many presidents do you think Dr. Fauci has served under?
Five.
Six.
Six. Six. Yeah, there you go. He is the epitome of the deep state,
you know,
Dr.
How,
Fauci.
You know, I mean, you've done a lot of hunting in swamps, and you know how swamps, they just get muddier and filthier,
yep.
and then the
yep.
mud and stuff builds up.
Yep.
And then, you know, you got to be really careful, because over decades, you can actually get stuck in that.
Yeah. Yep.
It's disgusting. Yeah. Six presidents. Time for him to pack up and go home.
That's right. And he's a liar. We're going to get that in a second. Let's play this clip, though. This lady
had her on, by the way, not her personally, but her videos on
yep.
a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
A year and a half ago.
She was part of the group that went to the White House, you know, group of like 1,000 doctors that went to the White House, but didn't get in. We're outside on the Capitol steps
yep.
holding a press conference that nobody covered, saying, look, we have treatments. We know how to treat this.
She said at that point she had treated over 300 and something patients
yeah.
with COVID, many of them with comorbidities, 100% fine.
That's right.
100% close ratio for her. Now, who played that video? Oh, yeah, Mike and Glenn
yep.
did, and said, by the way, this is the lady that should be standing next to Dr. Fauci
yeah,
for the
instead
interview
of Dr.
today.
Burks.
Yep.
But they did. So all those doctors, they slandered
yep.
as heretics,
yep.
not knowing what they're doing, yep. right?
All 300 of them.
She should sue the crap out of CNN, just yep. like Nick Sandman
I'm
did.
Just happy she's still alive, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I'm happy that her Subaru didn't blow
yep.
up in a fiery 175-mile-an-hour crash into her neighborhood.
This is Dr. Emanuel. I can't see her first name. It's kind of obscure there. But let me just play this clip, because she wants an apology, and you know what? She deserves it.
Yep.
I demand an apology from the media. I'm talking about CNN, CNBC, and all their, like, New
Good
York
luck.
Times, and all those people that called me crazy, from Hollywood. I mean, from people that sat around and made videos calling me crazy when I said hydroxychloroquine worked and we should not allow people to die. I'm talking about FDA, CDC, NIH. I'm talking about all of you, because I said hydroxychloroquine works. Now you have all these studies that are saying it works. What about the 500,000 plus people that have died? Who is going to be responsible?
They have all the studies and they're still not using it.
That's right. They're not using ivermectin.
No.
They're not prescribing hydroxychloroquine.
Not a bit of it.
You go to the hospital with COVID, they do nothing for you.
Nothing.
Right? They might put you on a ventilator. No. That's not helpful.
Now, granted, here in Erie County, nobody is going to the hospital for COVID. Nobody.
Very few.
We're down to one or two a week.
But they don't do anything for them.
No.
Why would you go?
Just stay home.
Why would you go?
Load up on vitamin C.
I mean, seriously. Well, a lot of the stuff now you can get online. There's a doctor's group like this. She's part of it, that you can call up or go to their website. And they will prescribe you the medication, even in advance.
Yeah.
So I was talking to a client yesterday, and she said, here's how to get it. She said to me, she goes, I have not gotten vaccinated because she's on another medication that might interact with it, and so she's not going to get it.
Well, she had some, I think I know what you're talking about, she had some heart issues too.
Yes.
And she was worried about, you know,
yes.
There's a lot of studies coming back that some people
right.
are having inflamed hearts
and
due
clotting
to the
issues.
Shots.
So she's got she's on something that will basically interact negatively
right.
with the virus. So she can't get the vaccine. So she says to me, she goes, I'm taking ivermectin every week. It's a dose every other week.
Yeah.
And I said, and she's able to get it. So I'm going to look into that, because honestly, if you can have the stuff handy and you get it, you can treat this at home.
Yeah.
Right, because honestly, it's if you do get that sick, and John Thur, for example, John, one of our CFAs, he got really sick.
Yeah, would have been
back in the fall. He finally went to the hospital because the doctor wouldn't prescribe any medicine. He said called the doctor and said, "Listen, you got to get me something. Ivermectin. This is after Trump had it. Hydroxychloroquine, a Z-Pak, something." The doctor said, "We can't give you anything. We're not allowed to prescribe anything," which is outrageous
Ridiculous.
To me. You got to go to the hospital. He goes to the hospital, checks in. He says, "What can you give me?" They said, "Nothing." He goes, "F off. I'm leaving." And he goes home.
What is he going
to
do?
But that's
right?
I mean, seriously, what's the point?
No.
You know how to treat it, and
they
why would they do
does
that?
Does it mean they don't want to?
Why would they do that?
Why?
Just, why? I don't know why. Well, you tell me why. It's terrible. Right. Let me play the rest of this because she's spot
on. By the way, these are frontline COVID doctors that are telling us they've had tons of success with it.
Yep. And, again, now we have studies that show.
And again, let's remind everybody that not this March, but the March before, we played these videos talking about why aren't we doing this.
The media, Dr. Fauci, the medical community that was in the bureaucratic medical community, I call it, they all cited one study that showed that hydroxychloroquine led to heart attacks. And that whole study was completely debunked. It was not even a doctor's group. Yeah. It was like an actor.
It was totally fake. The shot,
they ran with that.
The shot.
And they're still running
that with. We have proof of some of these kids having a swelling heart. That doesn't matter. They'll just hide that story and keep shooting them up.
They're still running with that story. It's crazy. We play the rest of this.
About the 500,000 plus people that have died, who is going to be responsible for them? Somebody needs to get their behind sued so bad that they will not find a way out of where they'll be locked up, because this is crazy. Even Joe Biden called me crazy. I demand an apology from every single one of you, because when I said the truth, none of you listened. You people laughed at us, you people ridiculed us, you canceled us, and you allowed people to die. Y'all are so, not just, you are evil. This is evil. This is wicked. And you know what? Somebody needs to be held accountable.
I hope she sues the shit out of these folks, to be honest with you. I don't know if she will, because she's a doctor and she's probably busy and whatnot, but she should be suing CNN. She should be suing Joe Biden. Yeah. She should be suing every single person.
I would love to get her on.
I bet you we can. But she was one of the first people that came out. She was part of that doctor group and said, I'm treating patients with this. It's working. We have evidence.
Played it not this March. I know you guys are getting a little confused because this thing has been going on for a long, long time.
What are we on now? We were 16 to slow the curve?
Yeah, 2 weeks to slow the curve, and we're on 2 years to continue to
Is not going away. This is going to continue.
They love the fear of it. And again, here's the bullshit of this. We know that top Democrats in Texas that posted on their Twitter accounts and their Facebook page how they should have mandatory mask mandates, bring them back in Texas. We can't afford to lose one person. This is serious. We know they all got on a plane and didn't give two craps about masks, because we have pictures of them and we have their content, them just a week ago before saying, hey, look, you got to wear a mask. They're flying off to Washington with a case of Miller
Lite. She said it again. She just went back to Texas.
Yeah.
And said, oh, we got to add.
Is she back in Texas?
I think, wherever she was.
Apparently not arrested, right?
She put a tweet out there that said,
Governor Abbott, find your set of stones.
So the governor this past week of Texas said, we're not going to go to a mask mandate. We're not doing it.
Good.
I don't care what the federal government does.
Yep.
We are not imposing a mask mandate. And this clown on the plane with maskless comes out and says, well, we have to have a mask mandate. That wouldn't be right not to do that.
I mean, for you, not for me.
Right,
for
exactly.
For you, got to wear a mask, right?
It's a joke. I mean, here's what she said, actually. Donna Howard, her name is. Representative Donna Howard.
Yeah, but for many of you, by the way, that have seen this picture of these clowns flying from Texas, she's number two. If you're looking at the photo to the left, she's number two, because I don't know who the smiling person in the front row is, but she's really the second one you notice, right?
Yep.
Right up there, right in front without a face diaper on.
Donna Howard, Texas state representative from the 48th district, former critical care nurse, you'd think she'd know better, school board member. Oh, boy. That's great. Here's what she says, and this is just a couple of days ago, I guess, 7/21, so I don't know where she is when she's tweeting this, but we need to follow the science here. Texas needs to change course and allow for universal mask wearing to prevent spread of the highly contagious Delta variant.
She was on a plane. Okay. Yeah.
Especially as children under 12 cannot get vaccinated yet. You just got on a plane without a mask and flew to D.C. Yeah. By the way, here's her, right here. She is right on the left, smiling front row,
smiling away.
Right?
Yeah. Now, here's my favorite, though, by the way.
These people are so disingenuous, it's unbelievable.
Oh, and you know, better yet, by the way, they couldn't fly commercial.
No.
They had to fly private.
Yeah, why is that? Right?
Because they give a crap about the environment, Glenn.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
I see.
Yeah.
You know how expensive it is to charter a private plane?
Oh, ridiculously expensive.
I mean,
ridiculously
obviously
expensive.
Cost is no limit.
Well,
right?
It's
no
not
problem.
Their money, right? It's not their money. There's no accountability there.
No, none.
Totally disingenuous. Disgusting. Really, truly makes you sick.
It's just hypocrites. It's amazing.
Yeah. Let's put our face diapers back on and smash some more companies. Let's tell everybody we give two craps about the environment and everybody needs to save everything, but we're going to get on a private jet with your money. Not my money. With your money. We're going to get on a private jet. We're going to load up some cases of beer, and we're going to have fun on the way.
Right.
Disgusting.
They get there, they all got COVID. stupid. Yeah. Like five of them or whatever, four or five of them. And the thing is, where's the media?
Yeah.
The media is...
Now, did they get the COVID like 99.99% of other people that survived it too? Or did they get the special Democrat COVID
But Kamala Harris went to Walter Reed Hospital after meeting with the Democrats that had COVID. Nobody said it whether she's tested positive or negative. Mm. She obviously went to get tested, right? If this were a Republican, first of all, if Republicans
super
got on a plane
spreader without a mask,
super spreader, it would be front
private
page
jet.
News.
Look, they don't care about the environment at all. They'll just load themselves into a greedy private capitalist jet.
CNN would have circled Walter Reed Hospital by now, right? They'd have encircled it completely
with
a camera.
By the time every one of those folks would have landed, you would have known everything about what they did and the candy bars they stole in the sixth grade. Every one of them.
Here's Mitch McConnell. Senator Mitch McConnell urges Americans to get vaccinated ASAP. Or risk another shutdown.
Okay.
We can't have another shutdown.
Go back under your rock, Mitch. We don't need you anymore. We're good.
We're useless. Totally
at this
useless.
Point, if you want a shot, you can easily get a shot. They're everywhere on every street corner. You go get your shot. If you don't want a shot, look at I had COVID. Why do I need a shot? I have better immunity than you do.
Right.
If you didn't get COVID and you got the shot, I'm better than you are. I'm saving more lives than you are. Leave me alone.
Here's the turtle, Cocaine Mitch.
97% of the hospitalizations in the country for COVID are unvaccinated people.
Stop.
Interesting, though, in the UK, it's 40% of the people in hospitals in the UK have been vaccinated.
Could it be, Mitch, though, that they were either vaccinated or maybe they already had COVID? Like that. So what's left is the people that didn't get vaccinated and didn't get COVID?
Yeah.
Like
no one's saying the vaccination doesn't. Saying the vaccination doesn't work.
People
have decided not to get it.
But there's positives and negatives to it.
So now we're going to punish the whole society again.
But here, there's positives and negatives to it. They always forget about the negatives.
Right.
There's people that have been gotten severely sick from the shot. There's people that have died from the shot.
Over 6,000. Yeah.
There's people that have inflamed hearts from the shot. So there's consequences to it. So at this point, people are making their own educated decisions.
That's right.
And yes, Mitch, the people that are in the freaking hospital from COVID, which are very, very few, either didn't already have COVID or they got they didn't get the shot.
Right.
Yes, that's the reality of it.
That's
right?
The reality of it.
That's
right.
The reality of it.
But in Britain, it's a 60-40 mix. So in Britain, 60% of the hospitalizations have had vaccination, 40% have not.
Yeah.
So it's almost 50-50.
But
let's hear more from Cocaine.
You want to wear
Mitch.
A face diaper, you go wear a face diaper.
Go for it.
Wrap yourself in a
But don't lock the economy. It's outrageous.
Occurred to me after three highly effective vaccines were developed in under a year that we'd have difficulty getting Americans to take the shot.
Not really.
70% of America has been vaccinated by now.
Right.
70%.
We really haven't had difficulty, Mitch.
No, it's no problem.
Really?
It's no
a lot
problem,
of people
Mitch.
Have gone and gotten the shot, right? Some of them actually said, I'm not a big shot person, but I'm going to do it anyways. At 70%, out of the 30 that are left, how many of them are like me that already had COVID?
That's right.
Very, very small window, Mitch.
We've administered.
Move on to a different tragedy. There'll be COVID 30, by the way. There's got to be some other
thing. Go back
to
climate change.
Yeah.
We've administered 330 million shots in this country.
Yeah.
That's basically at least one shot for every person in the country if they wanted it.
Yeah.
Everybody at this point has the opportunity to go get vaccinated.
Right.
Those that choose not to, that's their decision. Leave them alone.
Right.
But let me hear more from Mitch here because... Let's see here.
That's obviously where we are. I want to underscore in the strongest possible manner I can. And I say this with some authority, as you all know, as a result of being a polio victim myself and being very aware.
First of all,
polio killed
a lot of
people.
Hold on a second. We're not talking about polio here,
we're
okay?
Not. Look, where kids were dying in the streets.
I'll tell you what.
No.
If we were talking about polio, I would be signing. I would say absolutely everybody's got to get vaccinated.
Yep.
Polio was either a death sentence or a debilitating disease.
Yes,
no
question. Yeah.
This isn't polio.
Yeah, but
this isn't smallpox.
When we looked at polio, by the way, there was all kinds of excess deaths.
Yeah.
We have very few excess deaths.
But wait a minute, but this
country.
isn't some of the things we vaccinated for.
In fact, anybody under the age of let's say 50. It's way, 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 way less deadly than the normal flu.
Right.
Right.
It's certainly
polio.
Not at polio levels.
No.
Decades to come up with two effective polio vaccines. This was done in under 1 year.
Do you
These
think
shots
some people might be a little hesitant
because
of that, Mitch?
Arm.
Again, I'm all for Operation Warp Speed. Thought they did a great job.
Absolutely.
I think it's probably working, right? Again, would I go get it? I had COVID.
Right.
Why would I go get it?
Right.
I've got a better system than you do.
Right.
Possible, but we're going to be back in a situation in the fall that we don't yearn for, that we went through last year.
Don't worry, Mitch. Your pension's still okay.
Let me ask you this, though. Did it work in the fall?
No, not a bit. Not a bit. Did it make things worse? Yes, it did.
That's right.
Made things worse. So every goddamn place in this country, we've done this time and time. Every place in the world that had the harshest lockdown have the worst numbers.
So
you can have the biggest mental midget do that math and figure out it didn't work.
So Governor Cuomo comes out in December, and he puts a chart up on the screen. And he says, we tracked the numbers from September to the early part of December. And now this is a state that closed the restaurants in the fall again, went down the capacity limits again. You couldn't stand at a bar again. Reclosed. Remember, last fall, New York State reclosed gyms, nail salons, hair salons, restaurants, right? So New York State last fall went back into lockdowns. What are the results of that? New York State continued to have the worst numbers in the country. Mm-hmm. Governor Cuomo, in the middle of December, puts up a chart and says, this is where the cases have been coming from in the last 3 months. And guess what? 74% of the new hospitalizations and new cases were coming from people that had stayed at home. 1.6 came from bars and restaurants, and 0.6 came from nail salons and gyms. But yet, you going to tell me that the closures work? Why would we go back to closures?
Better? How about even better? When Joe Biden called the Texas Governor Abbott barbaric.
Right.
Because
he
was going...
Neanderthal.
Okay. Because he was going to allow people to go to baseball games together.
Right. And it got better.
Oh, not only did it get better, Texas was the first state to have zero deaths in one day, two weeks later.
Amazing. Right?
2 weeks later. Remember, and by the way, it was supposed to take 2 weeks for to just devastate the whole state.
I'll tell you what.
I mean, these people are something special.
This stock market right now is expecting a full reopen in the fall.
Yes.
It's expecting unemployment to go away in September. It's expecting kids to go back to school.
Oh, and the economy
so people
desperately
can go back
needs
to work.
The unemployment. You see what Florida has done.
I'm telling you, if it goes the other way, if they come back out and they say, we're going to lock down
here's the struggle.
The market, it will get crushed.
Yeah,
I assure you of
no
that.
Doubt about that. Here's, I think, the difference now, though, is you have leadership in states like Florida where we've got somebody with a brain in the head, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to fight. And you say, well, you know, yeah, New York's going to lock down. I'll tell you what, lots of our clients, you know this, they'll just leave. They'll go to Florida, right? They'll say, okay, we'll come back and we'll do our business down in Florida. We'll go out to the restaurants down there. DeSantis is not shutting down. No. Abbott's not shutting down anymore. He's taken some good leadership. At the beginning, I wasn't a fan of his. Still not, you know, an overall big, huge fan. But I will say this. I think he watched DeSantis. He made the moves that DeSantis did. He followed DeSantis. And they're not going backwards. So at least you have, in the beginning, I've got to be honest with you, Florida was just as crazy as New York was. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was down in Florida.
Yeah,
I left New York, drove down to our Florida office because I knew this nut job was going to close.
And they did the same thing. They closed beaches.
I was walking down the beach. I had a police officer say, get out of here. I'm like, whoa.
Sickening.
Why? Well, you got to get. I mean, is COVID coming out of the ocean or what?
Right. So
I mean,
stupid.
They
Stupidity.
Were nuts. However, they changed course. I think the challenge now is, you know, in the beginning it was everybody shut down. Okay, what state's going to open up first? Now you're going to have states going, nah, we're not doing that anymore. Versus states that are saying, I'm going to. That's a much different argument to win.
I hope so. And New York continued on through the summer and then went back to lockdown in the fall. When Florida went through their phase reopening in May and never went back.
And the numbers got better.
And then it got better. Yeah, it's amazing. Let's hear from Joe Biden because he's a wizard of smart. Let's see what he has to say about something. I'm not quite sure we're even talking about here. He doesn't either.
Though. Lucid thoughts, is this?
Yeah. I'm pretty confident that inflation is temporary, but if you're pumping all of this money into the economy, couldn't that add to...
No, here's the deal. Moody's today, when our Wall Street firm, not some liberal think tank, said if we pass the other two things I'm trying to get done, we will, in fact, reduce inflation.
So let me get this straight. If Moody's actually said that, they have no credibility left whatsoever.
Is Moody's the same one that did all the bond ratings during the crisis?
They crushed it on the mortgages.
they were
spot on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
right. I just wanted to make sure.
Because they've never been influenced politically to give all those mortgages A ratings.
No.
Now, would they be?
No.
Moody's is a disgrace.
Let's
be honest.
Right before the subprime mortgage market, they gave everyone an A-plus rating.
So
watched it blow up.
That's right. Yeah. So Moody's is going to now tell us that dropping another $3 trillion into the economy with already overheated inflation is not going to help. It's going to reduce inflation? How does that work, Moody's? Now, I'm not saying Moody's said that. I'm sure Joe may be misinterpreting that perhaps. But if Moody's did say that, then any little last bit of credibility that they had left has just been shredded. Because you can't say...
Pump lots of money into the economy. Come on. Oh, by the way, with a huge shortage of labor already.
Reduce
inflation. Okay.
And it will reduce inflation. Sure it will.
Okay.
How does that? How does putting more money into the system reduce inflation?
None of the mainstream media ever goes back and calls him out. Never goes back and calls him out. Hey, you know what? If Trump was in office right now, they would be so focused on the fact that gasoline is up 35% since he's gotten into office.
Oh, my God,
right? That would be a huge top-line story. Like, look at what Donald Trump has done to your gas prices, right? They couldn't be bothered. In fact, a lot of these liberal left-wing nut jobs like him and Obama, they love it. They want $8 a gallon. They want you to plug in your roller skate. And by the way, did you see was a GM having some trouble with the roller skates now? They were starting on fire.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Let's play this clip of Joe Biden. Let's see what he's got to say here if we can figure it out.
Underway, just like the other question that's illogical. And I've heard you speak about it because you always, I'm not being solicitous, but you're always straight up about what you're doing. And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved.
What the?
That's underway too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means what did he say?
What?
What did he say?
I don't know.
Let's hear that again. By the way, Don fills him in. Like, it doesn't matter.
The best part of
it,
you know what I'm saying. Everybody goes, I got it.
Oh,
we got to get people under 12 accidents. Yes.
GM warns some Bolt EV owners, don't park them inside or charge them unattended overnight.
Oh, good. Yeah, are we supposed to sit there watching?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You just grab yourself a cup of coffee or a Jenny Cream Ale and just hang out and watch this thing charge.
Jenny Cream Ale. Good luck with that. That's a blast in the past.
We sold you this car. It's very efficient on fuel, but if you plug it in and leave it, it could burn your house down. Yeah. Oh, okay, sign me up.
Don't plug it overnight. Don't put it in your garage. Don't put it in your house. Don't put it anywhere near your house at all. It'll be fine. Put a big extension cord out there. It'll be good.
Certainly wouldn't want any gasoline in it.
No. God, no. Let's hear from Joe again here. If we can decipher this. Anybody? We should have a contest. This would be great.
We have actually the translation.
We know that this virus is, in fact, it's going to be... We know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved.
Yeah. What?
That's underway, too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA.
Yeah. Oh, you mean for the FDA. There is no way Don Lemon understood a word he said.
He said.
Come on.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where our why can't the experts say we know that this virus is, in fact, it's going to be... Or, excuse, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved, and that's underway, too. That's what the translation is.
That is word salad right there.
Yeah.
Salad.
Holy cow.
What is that clip from, from King of the Hill?
The fact that he's where he is but yet can still stand up there is pretty impressive.
No doubt.
You know, somewhere in his body and his brain, he's got a ton of courage, Joe Biden. Right?
Yeah.
Not all there, but a ton of courage.
Well, stupidity brings courage sometimes, too, I think. Yeah, absolutely. You didn't by chance have Lily to send me the Joe Biden deep thoughts, did you? If you can send that to me, I'd love to play that here because... We got some good stuff coming out, folks, and we're going to be doing a lot more production stuff on Joe Biden deep thoughts on, things like that. So we'll keep, obviously tune in and each and every week and listen to our radio show, listen to the podcast, and subscribe, by the way. It might be a good time to tell everybody, if you're watching on YouTube, do us a favor. If you've liked what you heard so far, give us a thumbs up. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. You'll get notifications every time, or hit the bell. You'll get notifications every time we put a new something out there, whether it be a podcast or video or something like that. And if you're on listening to us on Spotify or iHeartRadio or anywhere you find your podcast, give us a like there as well or a positive comment. We appreciate it. And share it with your friends because we want to get this message out there and continue to grow this podcast. I think we need more conservative talk out there. And some awesome, awesome folks that have come to the forefront in the wake of losing, sadly, an icon like Rush Limbaugh. Dan Bongino is doing a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
There's so many great ones like him. Brian Kilmeade's got a great show out there now. And, what's his name? The podcast guy that
Mike and Glenn.
Mike and Glenn, exactly. Ben Shapiro, I was thinking of.
Ben. Yeah. Ben's awesome. Brain is so bright.
Oh,
I just love that.
So fast, yeah.
So bright. I just... You know, yeah, and Lily just lost her computer. That's okay.
Good thing you caught it, though. That was a pretty good catch.
That'll buy you another one.
Yeah, nice table there. The table's working well.
Nice. Good catch. Let's play the Rand Paul video just we're up against time here. We got a big big day set ahead, which...
Yep, absolutely. All right, this is Rand Paul. This is a long video. We'll play a good chunk of it. He's now caught Dr. Fauci in an absolute lie. Okay. And Rand
Paul's
doesn't
on the matter because the mainstream media will never play any of this.
Well, Rand is referring it over to the DOJ, and you might as well refer it over to what? Yeah, Mickey Mouse.
Trash can.
Right? Yeah.
Here, I'm going to put this information in the dumpster so you can take it home tomorrow and crush it.
Right next to Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah.
They'll get on that next.
Hillary's server's in there too, so you know.
Yeah, the 33,000 emails she deleted illegally. You'll find it right there too.
Yep. It's going to go nowhere.
This is Rand Paul.
Senator Paul.
Rand, by the way, better get some security pretty quickly.
No doubt.
Dr. Fauci,
he's already been attacked.
As you are aware, it is a crime to lie to Congress. Section 1001 of the U.S. Criminal Code creates a felony and a 5-year penalty for lying to Congress. On your last trip to our committee on May 11th, you stated that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And yet, gain-of-function research was done entirely in the Wuhan Institute by Dr. Xi and was funded by the NIH. I'd like to ask unanimous consent to insert into the record the Wuhan virology paper entitled Discovery of a Rich Gene Pool of Bat SARS-Related Coronaviruses. Please deliver a copy of the journal article to Dr. Fauci. In this paper, Dr. Xi credits the NIH and lists the actual number of the grant that she was given by the NIH.
Like, here's the receipts, right?
Yeah, spells
in
it right
paper,
out. Right.
She took two bat coronavirus genes, spike genes, and combined them with a SARS-related backbone to create new viruses that are not found in nature.
Why?
Nice
These
work.
Lab-created viruses
Why are we
are
doing that?
Shown to replicate in humans.
Ridiculousness.
These experiments combine genetic information from different coronaviruses that infect animals but not humans to create novel artificial viruses able to infect human cells. Hmm. Viruses that in nature only infect animals were manipulated in the Wuhan lab to gain the function of infecting humans.
In the Wuhan
lab. This research fits the definition of the research that the NIH said was subject to the pause in 2014 to 2017, a pause in funding on gain of function. But the NIH failed to recognize this, defines it away, and it never came under any scrutiny. Dr. Richard E. Bright, a molecular biologist from Rutgers, described this research in Wuhan as the Wuhan lab used NIH funding to construct novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses able to infect human cells and laboratory animals. This is high-risk research that creates new potential pandemic pathogens that exist only in the lab, not in nature. This research matches, these are Dr. Ebright's words, this research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research done entirely in Wuhan, for which there was supposed to be a federal pause. Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claim...
Now, I want you to think of a court setting here, folks, right? That's a prosecutor laying out his case.
Yep.
Right.
Yep, perfectly.
This is a prosecutor laying out his case, and look at here's your words. Here's how it matches up. Right. Yeah. Now let's see what the defense has to say. Now, because if I'm the defense, here's what I'm doing. I'm saying, okay, here's what I said. Let me match it up with this. Let me tell you how this lays out. Let me tell you how this is different. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. You have no idea. You're
That's
a fool.
That's the only exactly, thing he says. Yeah. By the way, I want you to listen to this really closely. His defense is, oh, well, you just don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it sounds like he does,
the
actually.
The NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress.
That's a lie right
and
there.
And I do not retract
just
that
busted
statement.
You.
This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain.
I'm sure qualified staff that is paid by you.
Being gain of function.
He just what said it was.
Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase it.
But he's got their definition.
Human, yes.
That's the best part.
And it's their definition.
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, frankly.
Oh, okay.
And I want to say that
so defensive,
officially.
Huh?
You do not know
by the way,
what you are talking
Senator
about.
Paul didn't give you the definition. He gave you your definition.
Right.
He's Senator
read
Paul
it
didn't.
A second.
Yeah, Senator Paul didn't make this up. He didn't say, here's what my definition is.
Right.
Fauci, this is yours.
Look at gain of function. You've changed the virus so that it gains another function. This is pretty plain, plain language here.
Yeah.
This isn't rocket science. But let's hear what Dr. Fauci's own definition is, shall we?
Okay, you get one person.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote.
Right here.
It says
your definition.
Scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance.
Well, what is that?
It's your definition.
Tell us how you've changed
the responsibility
for
4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
I have to. Well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant.
So the point he's making is you're a liar, Dr. Fauci. That's the point he's making.
From EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2.
Might
have. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
Might have.
No.
Well, wait
a
minute.
It did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab.
Yes.
And there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally
This committee will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating.
Well, prove him wrong, because it sounds like he's right.
Because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It is molecularly.
Those viruses caused
it.
It
was all about gain of function.
What we're alleging is that gain of function research.
And if you're doing it there, could you have done it on other cases? Could you have done it on other things?
Away from
absolutely.
It.
Yep. My favorite is if you back up Fauci a few weeks ago, he goes, yeah, I believe the Chinese scientists.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
You mean the ones that are forced to work there because of the Communist Party?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, he believes it because he was part of it.
Yeah.
That's why.
Who would think they'd lie?
Right. No, never. Whoops. I went back too far. Darn it all. How do I get back to where I wanted to be? Hang on a second. Let me put this back where it was.
Increase their transmission.
Funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan, created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did
I
come
can,
from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from
yes,
the lab.
Yes, it is.
And there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally
This committee
resent,
will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating,
Doesn't
Senator,
sound like a lie. Sounds
because
like your words,
if
buddy.
If you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It
no
is
one is
molecularly.
That those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain of function research was going on in that lab and NIH funded it.
That is
can't
not.
Get away from
and it,
it
might, have been,
it meets
might,
your definition,
might not have been that test trial, but it was another one.
The truth.
It was
I'm
a
not
different
obfuscating
one.
The truth.
Senator
you
Paul's
are the one.
Time is expired, but I will allow the witness to.
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists mm-hmm. and evolutionary biologists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those viruses
that work for the Communist Chinese Party.
Impossible
no one's
to result
they are. No
in
one's
SARS-CoV-2.
Those viruses caused the pandemic.
Senator Paul,
we're saying they are gain of function viruses because they were animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying.
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this.
If the media had any.
Any.
Any
smidgen
of any type of credibility, this guy would be destroyed.
Remember
he would
Obama
be
said,
absolutely destroyed.
Not a smidgen of corruption.
No.
Yeah, nothing. And the media let it go. He's the IRS.
No.
He's the FBI. He's whatever.
No.
What a joke.
Disgusting. Any type of credibility, he would be gone. Him and his group should be the FBI should be from top to bottom looking at every dollar
FBI.
That went over there.
That's
worthless.
Funny.
Yeah,
FBI.
All right.
FBI is working on Hunter's laptop right now,
yeah.
Right? FBI is too busy prosecuting Trump former
they're
staffers.
Still, they're still researching how Epstein died.
What a joke. Yeah. What a joke. I mean, honest to God.
Did they leave the cell open? Were
look
the cameras
that.
Broken?
I tell you what, the FBI spied on the Trump. The FBI used a Democrat Hillary Clinton-funded fake dossier, lied to the FISA court to get a warrant to spy on a campaign. They never stopped. The NSA and the FBI continued to spy on the Trump campaign.
Couldn't find
anything.
Throughout
the whole campaign.
Imagine?
Not the campaign, throughout the whole presidency,
yeah,
Mike.
Couldn't
and
find
then,
a thing.
Right out of the gate, Comey, who should have been fired years ago, leaks information to his buddy, who then leaks to the press because he knows it's going to launch. Yeah. He admitted that. It will launch an investigation. They bring in Robert Mueller, who is as dirty as a day is long. You want to talk about dirty cop? You look up Robert Mueller's definition. His picture is right there. Robert Mueller then gets the whatever commission was to investigate the Russian collusion hoax, right? What do? They spend the next 9 months destroying evidence. What kind of investigation destroys the evidence as they're going through it?
Yep.
What kind of investigation says, oh, all these laptops we gathered, emails?
A corrupt
one.
Why
not just destroy all those?
A corrupt one that has the mainstream media right here in their pocket.
For
mainstream
those
media
know.
Starts calling people out, things change. It
That's
puts
right.
attention to
That's
it.
That's right.
And they
don't
have
get
no
away
other
with
choice
they
but
don't
to
get
be
away
able
with
to
that.
Investigate it.
Let me tell you about Robert Mueller for a second. Robert Mueller was the FBI director for Boston, that whole region of Massachusetts, right? They had a guy that was an informant by the name of Whitey Bulger. Whitey Bulger was a mafia killer is what he was. He was a hitman for the
literally
mafia.
Literally a mafia killer. He
literally
was a killer.
He was a hitman. Robert Mueller knew that Whitey Bulger had committed several murders, but did not prosecute him because he already had two other people in prison for those murders. Now, Robert Mueller knew that the people that were sitting in prison were innocent people. He kept innocent people in prison because they had to keep Whitey Bulger as their informant, right? So they're allowing a hitman
who's out
to go out
killing
like, murder
more people,
people
yeah,
because
right.
he's giving them what information on who he's killing.
Meanwhile,
right?
two innocent people are sitting in jail.
Now, Whitey Bulger turned 80-something years old. He started talking. He started opening his mouth. Within like a week, they transferred Whitey from the penitentiary in Massachusetts to one in D.C., where there's a video. They just wheel him into the open cell where they proceed to beat him to death.
Yep.
Do you understand what they did on purpose? They beat him to death. It's unbelievable.
Sick,
all right, we'll end with this. This is Deep Thoughts from Joe Biden. I haven't had a chance to see this yet, but we'll end with this this video. And if you're off, obviously,
we'll call them Lucid Thoughts.
Lucid, yeah. if you're not watching on YouTube, you'll hear this obviously. But go to YouTube and watch this because I'm sure it'll be fantastic. This is your work, Lily. I appreciate it. Deep Thoughts with Joe Biden.
This is Deep Thoughts with Joe Biden.
I love it.
The only way to spare more pain and more loss, the only way, is no stones no longer mark our national mourning. These milestones, I should say, no more, no longer mourn, mark our national mourning. I never forgot what President Kennedy said about going to the moon. He said, "We're going." You know why? Because we refuse to postpone. Let's not postpone and get out of the rain. It happens to be, as Barack says, a three-letter word. Jobs. J-O-B-S. Jobs.
Oh, classic.
I got something to do. I gotta go do boom, boom, boom. Profound, Joe.
That's
we
good
have to
stuff.
Turn
that
into a TV
stuff.
Or a radio commercial.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh my God.
It's to get out of the rain. We're going.
Deep
That's
thoughts.
What as
we're going to the moon.
As
to get out of the rain.
As President Kennedy said, we're going. No, he did not say that, Joe. That's not what Albany said.
But he did say to get out of the rain. He did say that.
Oh,
I remember him saying, get out of the rain.
Holy cow.
I specifically remember one of his speeches outdoor,
yeah,
get out of the rain.
So. All right, that's going to do it for it, folks. If you like what you heard again, give us a thumbs up. Give us a like. We appreciate it. Hit the subscribe button and the bell if you're watching on YouTube. And give us a friendly comment if you can, if you're listening to it on iHeartRadio or something that you're listening to your podcast
for
on.
For you liberals, by the way, that share this content, we thank you for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
You seem to help us.
Yes.
And that's
genius.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and share.
I love when you say, who would invest with these guys? Look at him. And then the conservatives call us. house and go, hey, good job.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They open up.
My favorite is who's going to tune into the radio show today at 1 o'clock at the three on WBEN and Wham and Rochester?
For the last 10 years, I've been listening every week. Yeah. And these idiots.
I'm not sure I can hate listen much longer.
But they do. You anyway, can't help yourself.
If you want to find out all of our social media links and all the different departments, we do manage money for a living. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, for all the information on all the stuff that we do, including our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and more. Again, thefinancialguys.com. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. Hey, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We'll see you on Saturday on the Financial Guys Radio Network.